Step right up and gather around. Tall folks, kindly at the back, please. I am Professor Gruntsplatter, and I am the curator of this here spookatorium. I have sifted the globe to bring you lovely folks, and ones just like you, a listening experience that will mark your very soul. Through these doors are wonders and horrors, and maybe even a laugh or two, because I can't have you dying on me now, can I? You'll hear music that has been touched by the hand of God, whichever one you might favor, and suckled at the devil's teeth. Some were born with an extra limb, and others too few. But all have a place in this great green world, and you folks have an opportunity in front of you. Will you take a chance and step across this threshold towards something unknown, or will you saddle up to the concession stand and always wonder what you missed? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Professor Gruntsplatter's Spookatorium. There will be no refunds once you enter. Thank you for your attention, and the brave ones come with me.
Thank you.
Greetings, you are listening to Professor Grunsplatter's Spookatorium. I'm your host, Professor Grunsplatter. The last track you heard there was called Father's Sword by Lord Wind. That's a side project of Graveland. And starting the show off today was a live version of Piss on Your Grave by the band The Tiger Lilies, who are grossly underappreciated as far as I'm concerned. They have many, many albums out, only a couple of which you can easily get in the United States. One of those being a collaboration they did with the Cronus Quartet, where all of the music was based on the works of Edward Gorey. And some of that work was unpublished that Edward Gorey sent to the Tiger Lilies shortly before he died, because he was a fan and thought they might be able to do something with it. And they collaborated with the Cronus Quartet and put together a really cool album. So that you can get that one here, and there's another one called From the Brothel to the Cemetery that's also available in the States, but they have probably 8 or 10 additional albums that I know of beyond that that are only available as imports. And I just got a DVD that they put out called Mountains of Madness, and this is a live performance that they collaborated with Alexander Hack from Einstairs and Dayton and Bowden to interpret the works of H.P. Lovecraft. So that's a little bit about the Tiger Lilies. Next up, we've got a track from November Novelet called Misanthropy, and this is a side project of House Arafna, and I love this record. So hopefully you'll enjoy it, and here it is.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, that last track was from the Minnesota-based Project Celestial. It was called Haunting Cries Beneath the Lake Where Our Queen Once Walked. And previous to that, like I said, was November Novelet with Misanthropy. I just want to take a second and say thanks to those of you that checked out the debut episode of the Spookatorium. I appreciate it quite a bit. If you want to drop an email, the email address is spookatorium@cryonicmind.org, and if that's too difficult to remember, there's also a blog set up that I run the feed through at, let's see, what is it? It is spookatorium.blogspot.com. I appreciate it once again, and next up, this is a cover of a Boyd Rice song by a bluegrass band called the Meat Purveyors. This is I'd Rather Be Your Enemy. We'll be right back.
I was impressed like everyone when man began to fly out of earthly regions to planets in the sky. With total media coverage, we watched the heroes land. Ceremoniously, they disturbed the cosmic sand. In awe with admiration, we listened to the talk. Such pride felt they, such joy to be upon the moon to walk. My romantic vision shattered when it was explained to me. Spacemen wear old diapers in which they shouldn't pee. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you and believe me without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. They don't partake like you and I of beefy burger mush. Their food is specially prepared to dissolve into slush, absorbed by multi-fibers in the super diaper suit. Otherwise the slush would trickle down inside the boot. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you and believe me without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. You may well ask now what becomes of liquid they consume. A pipe is led from penis head to a unit in the room. The water is recirculated, filtered for reuse, in case some anti-gravity pee gets on the loose. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. Relieve you and believe me without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. Wherever man has conquered on the quest for frontiers new, I'm glad he's always had to do the number one and two. It makes it all so ordinary, just like you and me, to know the greatest heroes they had to shit and pee. The intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there. For cosmic constipation, there's none that can compare. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative, the intergalactic laxative, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars.
Thank you.
Last track was from Beyond Dawn. That was their cover of Autopsy's Severed Survival. Previous to that was Donovan, the hurdy-gurdy man, mellow yellow Donovan, with the intergalactic laxative. And opening that set was the Meat Purveyors with their cover of Boyd Rice's song, I'd Rather Be Your Enemy. Next up, we have GGFH with Scapegoat.
It's you who sees everything upside down. And I feel sorry for you.
We'll be right back. As reporters investigating this story for months, we have a good idea of what's going on in this country. Our big question tonight is why.
Is that possible in your mind?
Well, it is if you come from a frame of mind where left is right, bad is good, black is white, in is out, upside down is right side up, which is the basic tenet, one of the basic approaches of Satanism. Everything is backwards.
We'll be right back. heaven knows, had a talent for writing which was of no mean proportion. Only what he did with this talent was a shame and a caution and an eldritch horror. If he'd only gotten the hell out of his auntie's attic and obtained a job with the Federal Writers Project of the WPA, he could have turned out guidebooks that would have been classics and joys to read forever. Only he stayed up there, muffled up to the tip of his long-gone New England chin against the cold which lay boring his heart than his thermometer, living on 19 cents worth of beans a day, only writing for pennies the crappy manuscripts of writers whose complete illiteracy would have been a boon to all mankind. Ah, but life is a boon, and producing ghastly, grisly, ghoulish and horrifying works of his own, as well of man-eating things which foraged in graveyards, of human beastie crosses which grew beastlier and beastlier as they grew older, of gibbering shoggoths and elder beings which smelt real bad and were always trying to break through thresholds and take over, ruckus, squamous, amorphous nasties abetted by thin, gaunt New England eccentrics who dwelt in attics and who eventually were never seen or heard from again. Serve them damn well right, I say. In short, Howard was a twitch, boys and girls, and that's all there is to it.
Doesn't matter anymore.
Okay, we're getting towards the end of the show here, but we've got about 10 more minutes or so. Squeeze a couple more songs in. That set started off with Scapegoat from GGFH. Next up was King Diamond with Tea. And if anybody tells you that you can't write an evil song about having tea with your grandmother, I suggest that you point them to that song by The King. After that was Imps of the Perverse from Rudimentary Penai. And we finished that setup with Saw You Dead by The God Bullies. Next up is a track from a woman named Sharon Krause. It's called Murder of Crows.
There's a murder of crows in the tree today. The thunder clouds loom yellow and gray. It's a year since my baby went away, and I don't love life anymore. There's a murder of crows in the tree today. The small birds whistle and sing so gay, but I wish they'd all just fly away, 'cause I don't love life anymore. There's a murder of crows in the tree today. The rain's coming down like Judgment Day. There's no good reason for me to stay, 'cause I don't love life anymore. There's a murder of crows in the tree today. The shadows are tangled and I lost my way. My babe's found another girl, so I've heard say. Washing my sorrows away, so I think I'll blow my brains away, 'cause I don't love life anymore. There's a murder of crows in the tree today, and on my headstone it's going to say, here lies a girl who passed away, 'cause she didn't love life anymore.
Often time to question in this age of indigestion as to what to eat and what to leave alone. For each microbe and bacillus has a different way to kill us, and in time they'll always claim us for their own. There are germs of every kind in any food that you can find, in the market or upon the bill of fare. Drinking water's just as risky as that so-called deadly whiskey, and it's often a mistake to breathe the air. Some little bug is going to find you someday. Some little bug will sneak behind you someday. Then he'll send for his bug friends and all your earthly trouble ends. Some little bug is going to find you someday. The inviting greeting green cucumber gets most everybody's number, while sauerkraut brings on softening of the brain. When you eat banana fritters, every undertaker titters. Apple dumplings kill you quicker than a train. Eating lobster cooked aflame is only flirting with ptomaine, while an oyster often has a lot to say. But the clams we eat in chowder make the angels sing the louder, for they know that we'll be with them right away. Some little bug is going to find you someday. Some little bug will sneak behind you someday. Eating huckleberry pie is such a pleasing way to die. Some little bug is going to find you.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show, just about. That last song you heard was from Janet Klein. It was called Some Little Bug Is Going to Find You, the Germ Song. And previous to that was Sharon Krause with The Murder of Crows. Underneath my yammering today, you have heard Drain by Ravensbane. And I just want to thank you once again for taking the time to check it out. And I'm going to leave you with I'll Be Glad When You're Dead by The Accused. Actually, it's a cover that The Accused did, but it's The Accused. I'll Be Glad When You're Dead.
Hey, fellas. Oh, yeah. Feeling good. Oh, yeah. Here we go. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Dead and in your grave, Lord, won't land in where you crave. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Look at you, done to my horses. Oh, but you done to my pulses. Done to my pulses. You know you got me feeling sad. Be glad when you're dead, you rascal. You. Yeah, you'll be dead. Come on. Come on. Yeah, I know. Done to my mama too. Look, you done to my mama too. Done to my mama too. I'm gonna try and do it to you. I'll be glad when you're getting out, you rascal, you. Yes, you're dead. Yeah, you'll be dead. I'll be so glad when you're dead. You're dead in your grave. Dead, dead,